Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo joins us on that Fan Hotline right now, and he's brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Good morning, Raymond. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Are we good? I think we're good.
Always.
I think my lat's feeling better, Doran.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I haven't been wincing at all, anything like that. I'm built different. I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
Play through pain.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Ray. Let's get into this Mike Tomlin press conference from yesterday. And, of course, we'll get into the quarterbacks. But I want to ask you about this Broderick Jones-Troy Faltanu situation. I know Mike Tomlin said he's going to give Broderick Jones an opportunity to prove himself this week. But would you be surprised if we saw Broderick Jones in game until somebody else gets hurt?
No, I don't think we're going to see Broderick Jones for a while. I think it's been clear, even if you go back to that preseason game against the Bills, where he was bad in that limited number of snaps in that game against Greg Rousseau. And then you go back to Sunday at the Broncos, three penalties and six snaps. He's got some things to work on. And you can't throw him out there and say, okay, hey, learn in the game. I mean, their job is to go out and win football games. And right now, Broderick Jones isn't good enough to play. He's not better than Dan Moore. And he's certainly not better than Troy Faltanu. And I know people, they don't like to hear that because we're talking about a number 14 overall pick. But that's where we are right now. We're more than a year and a half into this guy's tenure with the Steelers, and he's a backup. And I just think people have to realize that. He still has tons of potential. He's still young. He can get there eventually, but he's not there right now.
So Mike Tomlin says in his press conference he's going to give Broderick Jones every opportunity to make up for what happened on Sunday. How does that look? Is that just in practice maybe? Is it maybe another rotation type game? I mean, I know you just said that you don't expect to see him for a while, but
yeah.
How might that look?
I mean, my take is that's just Mike talking, and Mike has no intentions of putting him out there in a game. I mean, they can give him opportunities in practice, but I just think that was Mike trying to maybe keep his confidence up and, maybe putting a light on at the end of the tunnel for, give him something to work for. But under no circumstances this week could I see Broderick Jones playing in that football game unless there's an injury. He went out there and he didn't do well, and there's no reason to take Troy Faltanu out. I think we can we could all agree with that. And like I said, people don't want to hear this, but Dan Moore has actually played well in the first two games, and there's no reason to yank him for a series or two just to get Broderick Jones in the lineup. And if you guys listened to that Broderick Jones interview after that game on Sunday, he pretty much came out and said it, like, hey, you know, don't just play me to play me. Play me when I deserve it. And, you know, I think Broderick has the right attitude. I think he's going to work. But sometimes guys just need to work and practice. And I think that's the way this is going to work out.
I want you to go down memory lane in a second here, Ray. And it's a question about Troy Altonu. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Joined by Ray Fittipaldo, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So Troy Altonu was praised big time by Mike Tomlin in the press conference. He did not get a lot of practice time in training camp. He was hurt. He had a couple of weeks here as he geared up for the game last week. But that's really it from a practice standpoint for Troy Altonu. Who's the last rookie that you feel got this kind of treatment from Tomlin, both in the way that he's utilized and the way that he's talked about? Because I have one guy that comes to my mind. I wonder if they match up.
Yeah, I'm wondering who yours is, because I'm going through the role decks in my head.
Can we count? Can I count to three and we'll try to say it at the same time? Play one of those games? Do you want to play two?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. Three, two, one. Marquise Pouncey.
Najee.
Oh, okay. Man. Najee is a good one. He did love some Najee.
He does. He still does. But, yeah, I mean, Marquise, you know, I went back and looked at that because Zach Frazier was coming in. I looked at that, I think, over the summer. And Marquise did really well throughout training camp, but he wasn't named the starter until the week before that season. And they ended up cutting Justin Hartwig. So it wasn't even like they put Pouncey – They didn't even say, okay, you're the starter on July 30th or on August 8th. I think they waited until like August 30th or whatever the first game of that season was. But you're right. I mean, Marquise was ready from the jump, and Troy Altonu is no different. I mean, I can count on one hand the number of times I've heard him say about a rookie that he's lighting it up. So obviously they love him. You know, I told you guys back in camp that he was really good, and it was only a matter of time. And, you know, obviously that first outing against the Broncos on Sunday, he didn't disappoint either.
Ray, do you think it looks different this week with Justin Fields, or you think it'll be status quo? Do you think it'll be just like how it looked in the first two games, or do you think that they'll take the handcuffs off him a little bit and let him play differently?
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting matchup because Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday. You know, they know, even though they don't play the Chargers all that often, they know the way they want to play because this is basically Baltimore West, right? You know, you got Greg Roman there. You got all these former Ravens in the backfield. Their center is a former Raven. So, you know, it's probably going to be a close game in that regard. So for that reason, Doran, I don't think they're going to open it up all that much. I think they probably feel like right now they're game planning, okay, we can go out there and win 20-17 again or 17-14. I don't think they feel like they have to go out and score a bunch of points to beat this Chargers team. I don't know if it's going to work again, but that's probably the way they're approaching it. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm thinking, okay, when do they have to open it up? I mean, the Colts just had a bad loss to the Packers. You know, after that, maybe, you know, the Cowboys come in. Maybe you feel like you have to do that against Dak Prescott. But I think the larger point is that they're probably going to play this way for a while. And whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, I just think they're going to ask the quarterback to be a game manager just because this defense is so good. And we really haven't talked about it at length yet, but this running game over the first 2 weeks, it hasn't been like tremendous, but it's been good enough. I mean, they had 141 yards against the Broncos. If they could do that, if they can run the ball and they can play defense the way they're playing defense, they're going to be in every single football game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and they're at least sticking with the run. They have, what, 77 runs through two games. They had 31 through two games last year. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, so last thing here for you then, Ray. Mike Tomlin did ultimately wind up talking about the quarterback situation an awful lot yesterday. Hot dogs were mentioned. What do you take from that? What do you think he would need to see to keep riding with Fields, or do you think the decision is made still in mind that Russ is the guy when healthy.
Yeah, so, I mean, Mike saying that Russ isn't medically cleared, I just think they're going this week full blast ahead. Justin's going to be the quarterback pretty much no matter what. Now, they didn't put Russ on IR, so you would think that maybe by the Indianapolis game that he might be ready, or at the very least, you know, the Cowboys game. You know, otherwise they would have put him on the shelf and they would have opened up a spot on the 53-man roster. So, you know, that decision doesn't have to happen this week. You know, for Justin to earn that job going forward, hey, just keep the turnovers down, do what he's doing. Maybe get a little bit more efficient in the passing game. But, you know, for me, guys, there's not a lot of complaints. He's playing winning football. He's executing the game plan. You know, it's not perfect, but, you know, he's doing well enough to keep playing. So it's not going to be a big issue until Russ comes back. And I just don't get the feeling that we're there quite yet. I don't think you really have to worry about it until after Sunday's game.
All right, Ray. You're a great man. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. See you.
Bye.
Thanks, Ray.
I don't know why I did the Starkey thing there.
You did.
He's a great man.
You're a great man.
Isn't he a wonderful man, City Limits? And then Austin has to say something that he doesn't want to have to say, even though he might feel it. And then they go back and forth like that.
For like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they'll start talking about the Pirates lineup from last year. Not that I'm being critical. I'm just saying that's how that would go. I've adopted a lot of Starkey things. People say I'm like a young Starkey.
Yeah.
Which would be good. I just don't have the back muscles that Starkey does.
He has bigger back muscles than you, that is for sure.
Way bigger. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit southhillskia.net. Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll react to some of what Ray had to say coming up next at 8:35, a really special.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guest, special guest coming up in about 13 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Doug Whaley, a special person. He'll join us from 9 o'clock until 10 as the never-ending barrage of pit people continues all week long.
You love us.
I do love you. I do love Doug. I do love Bostic. Bostic will be in tomorrow. till 9, but just when I start to feel better about the backyard brawl, I remember that I have to see these people, and they have yet to talk crap on me yet. So it's coming.
I have a little secret for you.
Oh, no.
You're going to see us every week. See me almost every day. For until next year.
I talked to you more than my wife.
Until next year. So just get ready.
You did say on Twitter, and I can't refute it, that second and 30 is the new 13-9.
Absolutely.
We're going to react to Ray Fittipaldo in a second, but that's one of those things. Like, that's the great thing about college sports that I don't think you get necessarily in the NFL. I mean, there are things, immaculate reception, the immaculate extension, maybe I'm wrong about this, but you'll have plays in college football that define a game and then they're forever known as that, like the Bush push game, right? The band is out on the field, that kind of thing. Second and 30, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a thing. Next year in Morgantown, Pitt fans will be holding second and 30 signs.
Yeah, you'll remember that forever.
I will, because if I start to forget, you won't let me.
Right.
And I say I talk to you more than my wife. Problem? She's a Pitt fan. So when I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to her, and she's going to be doing the... Oh, Kel is doing the same thing.
I mean, she gives me content to flame you, so...
She said she had something she was thinking about texting you yesterday, and I don't think she did, but I don't know what it is either, so...
I can't wait to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, you gang up on me, and so does Callis. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you feel better, worse, or the same about the Steelers after two games than you did coming into the season? We'll get to that a little bit later on, maybe with Doug Whaley in the 9 o'clock hour. Again, special guest coming up in the next segment in a big sporting event tonight here in the city of Pittsburgh. Before we do get to that, Ray Fittipaldo said what we've been saying the entire show. He doesn't expect to see Broderick Jones in a game for a while. Now, a couple of years ago, the Steelers played their same five offensive linemen like 99% of the time. That doesn't happen. Chances are you're going to see some more attrition here, and guys are going to get hurt, and they've already experienced a ton of that, and we're only two games into the season. Short of that, you're not going to see Broderick Jones. That's what Ray said. That's what you've said. I agree with it. And as long as Dan Moore Jr. continues to play, it's hard to argue with it, too. Like, I'm a big believer in you get what you earn in this life, and there are extenuating circumstances for everybody. I get that. But Dan Moore Jr. has given no reason to yank him from the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And we get blown up on the text line, Dan Moore sucked last year. Okay, he wasn't good last season. He's been good through two games. They think he was good in minicamp, OTAs, and training camp. Really good. And so if he's your starter and he's playing well and you're winning football games, look, I don't love it, but I also understand it. Like, what am I supposed to say about that? The better players playing at both tackle spots.
Exactly.
It sucks. The bigger conversation is probably, is Broderick Jones going to be a bust? Are we barking up bust territory? Maybe we are, but look, unless Dan Moore Jr., I guess apart from injury, plays five straight bad games, they're not sitting his ass down.
I mean, would you rather have Broderick Jones out there messing up and playing horrible and not have any other option, or have this option?
Well, this was the offseason of urgency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And winning a playoff game this year, I think, is the goal. And then you move from there and expectations change, goals change. Hey, maybe they're a division champion. I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. When you say we're playing to win, and not we're playing to, what, develop, then they're playing the guys that they consider to be the best players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what Mike Tomlin wants to do. And it's not like at cornerback where Joey Porter Jr., you spoon feed him some snaps, and then the next week it's more, and the next week it's more, and the next week it's more, and then all of a sudden you trust the guy. It's a tackle. You don't rotate. It doesn't happen. It's happening in Baltimore. They've got problems. When you're rotating, you got problems.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Like, that's the issue. And they tried to throw him a bone, too. They know that Broderick Jones is not better right now than Dan Moore Jr., which is a shame. They know he's not. They thought, and they've probably proven correct, that Troy Fautanu, a better player than Broderick Jones right now. But yet they threw Broderick a bone to allow him to play in the game, and he pooped all down his leg. And so part of it, I can't even say, man, like, he got to do his part too. I can get behind this microphone every day and say Broderick deserves to play. He's a first-round pick, but my man needs to pick up his end of the bargain, and he hadn't come close to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just as Trey Essex said, and you know, even his teammates and the Sam Alus of the world, and you know, the guys that understand the process of playing in the NFL, like, there's nothing that's going to be handed to you. You got to be a man and go out there and hold down your business. And he hasn't done that. And he somewhat admitted it, and Ray just said that earlier too, that, you know, in that interview, like, I shouldn't be out there. Like, I don't need to get, partial snaps. If I'm not good enough to be out there, I shouldn't be out there. So I honestly think that it's a nothing situation, honestly. I really do. Because you have a good tackle at left and you have a good tackle at right, and you're in the business of winning football games. So put the other guy on the shelf, like, and then move on. Like, I don't care if he starts or not. Put the best players out there, and that's who's out there right now. And he hasn't earned a starting spot. So, all right, keep him on the bench. Use him when needed. If somebody gets hurt, then you figure it out whenever that situation does go down. Or if you need another asset on your offense or on your team, then you think about moving them.
Doran, this is not good for talk radio, but I'm not a super argumentative guy. You know that. I would love to argue with you about this. I can't. Three penalties in six plays.
Yeah.
Finn. It's like the end of a movie.
Yeah, Finn. That's it. What else? I mean...
If he was out there, if it was Faltanu mauling people, Broderick mauling people, then Faltanu, then Broderick, then...
Okay.
Okay, now we have a conversation. But you gotta hold up your end of the bargain. You have to play good football to be considered. And while I think that they mangled the situation last year and up until the beginning of this season, when it's all said and done, he would be playing if he were achieving his potential. Yep. He's not... achieving the potential. Now, whoever's fault that is, it's not happening, and you can't say he's blameless. And there's too many people online. Oh, those weren't real holding penalties. Come on, yeah, they were. And I want him to play. Mm-hmm. I want Broderick Jones to be out there. I don't want them wasting a first round pick, but those are penalties. All three of those were penalties, in my opinion.
They might lose that game if he's the starter the whole entire game, if Faltanu's not hurt.
Man.
That's what I'm assessing, too. Like, if I'm Mike Tomlin, like, if I had to play him the whole entire game and we lost that game, I honestly, he might lose them that game.
He'd probably have 18 penalties. Just extrapolating there. Segment brought to us by Allegiant Federal Community Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. And by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale this month only. 888-5-HELMET. Up next, surprise guest. We're excited about this big event tonight in the city of Pittsburgh. We want you to check it out. We'll tell you who it is. We'll talk to that person. Coming up in our football segment, there's something we talked about a lot during the offseason. We're going to talk about it again, but I think we're going to talk about it differently. Intriguing. But right now, a very special guest joins us on the phone, and that is Dan Fisher, the head coach of the Pitt volleyball team, and a big one in store for you tonight, coach, huh? Number one ranked in the country, taking on Penn State. They're third in the country. It's at the Peterson Event Center, 7 p.m., and it will be on the ACC Network. Think you might get some people in the building for this one, coach?
Yeah, well, as of yesterday, I think we had like 9,000 tickets out. So I think there's a chance we sell it out.
Holy cow.
That's a lot. That's fantastic. And coach, we all know like how hard you all have worked, and you know, going back to last year, I tell people all the time, one of the best experiences that I've ever had was being the honorary captain against Louisville with you guys. And it was just fantastic. And to see where you're at right now, what is the mindset? What is your team's mindset heading into this game tonight, knowing that the target is on your back right now for the first time ever?
Well, that was a pretty good game you were on the bench for, Doran. They're not all that exciting, but you know, the mindset is we're just kind of focused on ourselves. I mean, I'd be stupid to say that we're not excited about a big crowd, but I feel like the number one ranking, we like it. I think we're used to it in the ACC, let's put it that way. It's not new. Within our conference, we're used to teams getting up to play us. And so we're just trying to look at it the same way. Like, our goal is to win a national championship. So, this isn't postseason, but we feel like it's a great test early.
And obviously Penn State has been a good program for a while, and they're coming in here, which is only going to juice the Pete up tonight. You guys beat Penn State in the 2021 NCAA tournament round of 32. When you came in here, did you ever look at Penn State and say, all right, we want to measure up to a program like that and exceed that? Or do you not think about it until you guys are matched up against them?
Well, Penn State just is an incredible program and had, you know, a great run of championships. And but when I first got here, we were just trying to get in the tournament. So it wasn't really, I mean, I think everyone was measuring themselves against them in a way for about 10 years. But no, when I first got here, I was just trying to make the tournament and keep my job. But then as the program got better, you know, that, you know, it, you know, we still do a regional kind of seeding for part of the NC2A bracket. And so it was kind of one of those things where it was like, hey, if we get good enough, they're going to send us to Penn State. And so we always kind of knew we'd play them early in the tournament. But now that both of us have higher rankings, it hasn't happened as much.
Dad, if there's volleyball watchers out there, they understand the sport. And, you know, I was naive to the sport, didn't understand it. And then I got, you know, up to speed as the game did go on, the match did go on. For the volleyball wanting fan and wanting to learn about volleyball that's listening right now, and they want to watch your team tonight, what can you say about your team that you do well? Like, we do this. This is why we are a top-tier program in college volleyball. This is what we do very well, and this is why.
Well, two things. Right now, I think we're number two in the country in opponent hitting percentage. So, and we're about the same offensively. But I think historically, we really want to be a great defensive team. So lots of blocks, lots of back row, you know, dynamic play. But, and then on the offensive side, you know, we don't try to tip our way to victory. We have some very athletic goals that, you know, we want to hit the ball as hard as we possibly can.
So you guys set the previous attendance record against Penn State in 2019 with over 5,000 people, broke the record in when you guys were talking about with Doran there against Louisville. Expected to do it tonight because the previous record, 8,865. Looking forward to watching this one tonight, Coach. Really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck and enjoy the environment.
Will do. Thanks, guys, for having me.
No, right,
thank
Coach.
You.
Hail to Pitt.
Dan Fisher.
Hail to Pitt.
A very nice man who's done an incredible job.
Unbelievable. I mean, you should see, like, on a like a regular day, like, practice basis, like, I was, like, my eyes were huge. Like, just what they go through. The thing that stuck out the most to me was just how, like, unified they are. Like, it's fantastic. And to see those girls and how much they care about each other, you know, how much they have each other's back. And if something does go wrong, how they pick each other up. Like, you don't get that in football.
It's like after every point.
After every point, they are so positive. And I'm like, man, if some other sports just adopted that mentality, you would see a lot more winners that aren't winners. I mean, there's so much negativity, I think, that goes on, and especially in football. And it's a brutal sport. Like, I get it. Like, it's going to be – you're going to have your – the tensions are going to be high whenever you're hitting somebody. But the confidence and the energy that they have within each other was just amazing. And you could see why that they had that number one next to their name.
No doubt. And you were really jacked up about doing it last year, and there were social videos. It seemed like a really good time. I used to wear a sports bra to high school volleyball games. I had a couple friends on the Lebo team, and we would wear sports bras and we would go to all the matches.
You felt the need to say that?
Yeah.
We wore a sports bra.
That's just what we wore to the games. It's like if I painted my chest and my face to a football game, I would tell you I used to be the dork that painted his chest and his face to go to the games. And that's what we did. We wear the sports bras, and then we would have Lebo on our tummies. Supporting the team, Doran. School spirit. We were pretty good. I met some of the Pitt volleyball players at that event, the Alliance 412 event. They're all like 6'12".
Yes, all taller than you and more athletic.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Both of those things.
Smarter.
Also goes without saying.
Go to a better school.
And kiss my butt. Coming up next, something we talked about with the Steelers basically all offseason long. And we're going to talk about it again, but I think we're going to talk about it differently, Doran. And then Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 until 10. All right, baby. I don't know why I did that.
What is that even from?
I don't know. I'm uncomfortable because Doug's here and he's going to start giving it to me. I'll pit. I really don't know where that came from.
All right, baby.
All right, baby. That was one of the dumber things that's ever happened. Like, that was just, I don't know where that came from. I really don't. 50 mark on the hand brought to you by South Hills. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peter Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now it is time for our football segment. We're going around the league, kind of. Brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. Doran, we talked quarterbacks all offseason, right? There were a couple of things we talked to, offensive coordinator, the changing expectations, the urgency. But one thing we talked about an awful lot was the back half of the schedule for the Pittsburgh Steelers and how, oh my gosh, you got to make hay early because late, you're in for a gauntlet. And I'm not saying through 2 weeks that's changed totally, but I do feel a little bit better about it, and I wonder if you do too. The Ravens are 0-2. Their offensive line stinks. Their pass defense is horrendous. I think their pass defense will get better. I don't know that their offensive line will ever get better. They're also handing the ball to Derrick Henry 11 times a game. Why do you have Derrick Henry? Probably to give it to him more than that. So Ravens twice, Browns twice. That doesn't scare me at all. The Bengals will probably figure it out. They always start slow. But the Eagles just lost to a team that you kind of dominated week one. And you got the Chiefs in. That's the penultimate game of the season. I think they're going to have that division locked up. I personally fretted so much about the back half of the schedule. I feel a lot better about it today.
I feel a lot better about it, and let's exclude the Chiefs because the Chiefs are the Chiefs, as we talked about earlier, and who knows what their situation is going to be like. If they have everybody, they have a high-powered offense because of Patrick Mahomes. But what I do feel really good about is that these offenses, in at least the AFC North, haven't really had the production that we expected them to have. So whenever the Steelers do face them, whether the Steelers' offense does expand and they do get better, I know this defense will still be really good. And I love the Steelers' defense against all those offenses right now. And if they even get a little bit better, I still love the defense getting better of the Steelers in November, in December to play those offenses.
I'm with you. The only concern I'd have about the Steelers' defense then is injury, but that's football, and that's right. That's how you're going to feel at the end of every single season. That's just a reality. I'm with you on all of that. Cincinnati, I think, really misses Joe Mixon. I think the Ravens are going to figure out how to use Derrick Henry, but we heard from Jason LaConfora yesterday. He never thought this was a fit. I disagree with that, but they need to figure out the fit.
How hard can it be?
You know what I would do? Hand him the ball.
Yes, exactly.
Like, he's a volume guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give him 11 carries or whatever it is and say that's the best way to use him. He's second half, battering ram. He's wearing you down throughout the game, and then he's still at this age, has that speed where, okay, he's going to be beating on you. He's going to be beating on you. Third quarter, end of the 5 minutes left in the third quarter, bang. He's breaking a 60-yarder on you because you just don't want to tackle his ass anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll figure it out. Maybe they won't. Their schedule gets real tough in a hurry. If they're sitting there at 3-6 or something, man, I'm telling you, I would not be surprised. The only reason, and they're going to have this guy, the only reason they were even in that game against Las Vegas is because Lamar Jackson was just doing Lamar Jackson things. He's getting zero help right now. So, hey, week to week, month to month league, second half of the schedule that was so scary before, I'm not willing to say it's not bad now, but certainly less so. Doug Whaley going to join us for a full hour as he does every Wednesday. We're at Studio Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. We got quarterback. We got offensive line. We got a bunch to get to Doug with, and we'll do that next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. High of 78.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.